Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I don't care how we do it. I don't care how it happens. I don't care how it looks. And when you've lost three in a row the way we have, Mike, offensively, and your quarterback is playing as poorly as he has played, you have to look at all options on the table. That is where we are today. If we're not, as a fan base, going, okay, is it possible that Penix may give us a better chance to win next week, then we're not doing ourselves justice. It's just that simple.
Look, we've had great conversations with Kirk Cousins. We like the guy, but this was never, ever, ever on, I don't think, you, me, the listener's radar screen after he throws for 500 yards in the comfort behind win against the Bucs.
No.
You know, I was down there. He threads the needle to Darnell Mooney. That game in Tampa Bay, he made some unbelievable throws. And now he's going backwards. He's now in the last three games, guys, zero touchdowns, six interceptions. And the worst part of this game, guys, it looks like Desmond Ridder type stuff. That interception in the end, I mean, look, one pick six is one thing, but that ball that I presume is going to Mooney, that he kind of shot puts in there. There's no arm strength. He looks like a rookie. He's making rookie mistakes. And this is coming off the bye week. The Chargers played on Monday Night Football. Usually is when, you know, Zach Robinson, Carl, you throw some new wrinkles in your offense, you come up with some new stuff. We just got absolutely stymied. The defense did a great job. You take away the pick six, you held them to 9 points. But, I mean, Carl, you got to go with Penix. I don't know after the pick six how you can't say we've just got to try to change it up because Kirk just ain't feeling it today.
Nope. And if you did that in this game, by the way, I wouldn't have been upset. I wouldn't have been mad. Even if we lost, you tried. And then you keep it moving. But we got to try harder this next week, and it doesn't get any easier. Now, before we let you hear from Raheem Morris, because there was a positive in this game, I do want to point out that he just spoke to the media. Turtle, our executive producer, just said to us that Raheem Morris, in regards to Kyle Pitts, and Mike, what did you call Kyle earlier in the show?
A bum. Okay. A bust. Call it what it is. Bust.
Bum. So Raheem Morris, and I'm paraphrasing, we'll let you hear this coming up, okay? But he basically said he's got to be a better version of himself, and we got to do a better job of trying to get him the ball. But, Mike, I am so over all of this trying to get him the ball. Why are we trying so hard to get him the damn ball when I see other players around the league get the ball and make plays? Why is this so hard when we talk about Kyle Pitts? 30 snaps yesterday, no catches, two targets. One in the red zone, one in the end zone. Why is it so hard that we keep talking about this? Dude, we're 13 weeks in.
You realize this guy, if you go back and look at it, 6 catches in his last 4 games. Okay, look, I know this triggers something, some folks out there. I'm done with this. If you don't understand when a coach says he's got to be the best version of himself, don't be freaking lazy. Run better routes. Do the blocking. Do the work. Okay? We knew the too high safety concept was going to be tough. Basically, they said, Zach kind of just said, I can't. Yeah, he ain't going to get any success against this Chargers defense. You're the fourth. And I love this guy's going, well, it's not his fault. It's not his fault he was selected fourth. They banked on it. They picked up his fifth-year option. He doesn't do anything consistently. And the second time a Falcons coach, this time the head coach, is basically saying, I can't spell it out anymore, that Kyle Pitts isn't putting the work in. He's not playing as hard as he needs to. They're saying it. Guys, listen. Pitts is a bust, period. Otherwise, you got five games. Prove us wrong.
Come on. Why is it so hard to get him the rock? Tell me. The Raiders don't even have a quarterback. Is it this hard to get Brock Bowers the ball? I'm asking.
I mean, it's almost like, is it like the Odell Beckham thing? Once Odell makes the one-handed catch, now all the expectations go up and everything changes. Once he was considered the unicorn at age 20 and being drafted, it's like, did everyone overhype this kid? And bottom line, Fano just screwed up. I drafted him.
Yeah.
That's where it gets down to brass tacks. You didn't need him. You needed Penei Sewell. There were 7,000 things this team needed in 2021. Tight end was not one of them. Certainly not at four.
All right. Let's talk about one of the things that was good, because we've got more coming up at 5 o'clock, including what we heard after the game from some of our guys. And listen, the game itself was disappointing because of the finish. But we're going to let you hear from Kirk Cousins, Arnold Ebiketie as well. But speaking of the good things, we got 5 sacks yesterday.
Yeah.
5. Ellis had one. Ebiketie had 2. Onyemata had 1. Kentavious Street had 1. And I want you to hear Raheem Morris, because he's been saying to us every week, we bust his chops. Coach, what's up with the pass rush? Guys, we're there. We're getting there. We're close. I'm telling you, our guys are doing the right things. This is what he said in regards to getting to Herbert.
You know, I won't go gloating about the pass rush today. We got to go look at it and see what went well, what we did better. Watch the guys, but just give the guys credit. They got the sacks, give the guys credit. They rushed the passer and was able to create some things for us on defense. We'll be able to watch the tape, find out what we did really well. Hopefully it's repeatable and be able to go out there and find a way to get those results again.
You owned every statistical category you needed to. You outrushed them. You had more yards. Your time of possession. You got 5 sacks. Mm. Can't overcome turnovers. And this is why the turnover ratio is such a big deal. And especially, Mike, when your quarterback is giving the ball away.
Kirk Cousins was horrible yesterday. It looked awful. I mean, guys, the defense, they got you the ball. You get the fumble. We know this defense is we said, you know, Jesse Bates, everyone else is going to have to start creating some turnovers. We saw the heat, got the pass rush, held the Chargers to 9, get you the ball back, and you go get a touchdown. That's good. But everything else was a disaster. And by the way, I got to put some heat, not just on Cousins, but Zach Robinson. We said this earlier. We'll talk more about it at 5. But if you know your quarterback is struggling, why don't you run the ball with Bijan? Why don't you run Tyler and Bijan until their wheels fall off?
Should have. It's my fundamental problem with him being not able to calm Kirk down in that situation where Kirk does not look like he knows
and Dalman was back
what he
center.
Wants to do.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Chris was just saying in my ear, Dalman was back too to help you get that run game up the middle, do everything you need.
Yeah, listen, I just feel like sometimes we get caught up and I say we as fans, well, all we're doing is running it. Who gives a damn? Run it 80 times and let them stop you. It doesn't matter. There's no set number. Everybody talks about balance. It's crap, okay? Let me tell you what wins in the NFL. You throw it when you need to throw it. You run it when you need to run it. It's that simple.